Hachette Audio presents, I Am the Traitor, The Unknown Assassin, Book 3, written by Alan Zadoff, read by John Salwin. Dedication for my brother Jeff. This used to be my home. It's an ordinary two-story house on a suburban cul-de-sac, about a mile from Brighton High School. There's a bed of flowers and a plot in the front yard. There were different flowers in the same spot 5 years ago, the day I left this place, the day I saw my father die, or thought I did. I was ordered never to return, yet here I am, sitting in a car, watching the house, and remembering a part of my life I've been trained to forget. Movement behind me. The summer sun glints off the windshield of a Volvo wagon. I can see one occupant, a female, driving toward my car. I start the car, readying myself for evasive action. I track the wagon first in the rear view, then in my peripheral, then straight on as it drives past and continues down the road. It does not slow or swerve. There's no indication that the driver is here for any reason having to do with me. But it is a reminder that I am in danger. Every moment I stay on the street, I risk being detected. I check the clock on the dash. 3 hours until I meet Mike. I have not come back to my hometown of Rochester, New York by choice, but out of necessity. This is where Mike wants to meet, where he will tell me what he knows about my friend Howard's disappearance. Howard was secretly working for me on my last assignment, trying to untangle truth from fiction. I believed Mike killed my father, yet there is evidence to suggest that my father might not be dead. Before he could tell me what he knew, Howard disappeared. I've come to find him. It could be a trap, but I am willing to take that risk, because in my mind, I see the path toward my goal. Mike, Howard, my father, one leading to the next. I should go now, but I lean back in my seat and turn off the engine. I am fascinated by this house and unable to look away. My eyes track up the light green shingles over to the far right corner window. That was my bedroom. A wave of emotion hits me, so intense that it takes my breath away. I give the feeling a name. Grief. I breathe into it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?